This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to InfoWars.com, you can see the 8-minute video report posted there that proves Donald Trump is right about the biggest, thickest walls in the world being at Vatican City. The article's Trump's right about Vatican walls and why the Pope and his attack isn't working. Very important video to get out to Americans, Catholics in general. Catholics, in my experience, are great people. They're really upset about this guy. I'm sure Pope John Paul II would say, who is this, you know, V.I. Lenin? And he's such a hypocrite living behind these big walls, and he's all for EU sovereignty and everything, but then he wants our borders here open. It's truly ridiculous. And then coming up, Larry Nichols on what that Supreme Court justice told him about Scalia.
These are walls, just decorative, big steel doors, armed guards. The Pope comes out on the balcony and talks to people. Then at night they have big steel fences they put up and close off. If you try to even approach it, police guards pull up like when we were there. But this is an internal area for folks to come in, but it's within the walls. As you can see, this is open. So the map they put out had this mistake, but they're saying, oh, there are no walls. No, there are huge walls and steel doors. And it continues here as you enter the church and other areas. Huge line, sometimes 10 hours. We experience it to get inside of this most famous of all walled cities that claims it's the oldest sovereign state in the world, doesn't pay taxes, doesn't take immigrants in, does whatever it wants, but is lecturing us, and now in the New York Times and everywhere else, lying to the public. So people are now spinning this saying, okay, you got us. Vatican is controlled. You can't just walk into it. There are checkpoints. There are big walls. There are drawbridges and steel gates. You're right. It's a big armored fortress, a castle, one of the biggest in the world. You're correct. But it was biblical times. It was back a long time ago. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It wasn't in biblical times. It was in the 600s, 700s, and 800s that almost all of Italy was overrun except for Vatican City. And thank God they had 200-foot walls because they were able to withstand the takeover. And so when the radical Muslims got kicked out, which wasn't the radical Muslims, it was mainline Muslims, they were able to reconstitute some form of Western civilization. You can say what you want about the Vatican, but they did keep a lot of the secrets developed in Western culture that were lost when the Visigoth Germans came in and took over Rome previously. Then later, 1,000 years later or so, you see the Muslims coming in. So you can go back to the entire history of what Rome has gone through, whether it was Alaric sacking Rome in 410, or whether it was the Muslims sacking it over and over again. It was the biggest walls in the world that allowed any of Christianity to remain and exist that wasn't overrun by the Islamicists. And no wonder this new Pope that wants us to take all these radical Islamicists into Europe and into the U.S. wants us to get rid of our walls, but not his walls. I know that Donald Trump follows InfoWars some, and I would like to encourage him to double down. He's got a great private jet to jump on it, to fly over to Italy, and to go up there with a camera crew and point out that the walls are there, and to try to go walk right through the front entrance at those big 50-foot steel doors and have them turn him away. And just in their face document that he told the truth and he pointed out the common sense. It's okay for all these other countries to have borders and to have fences. We even pay in Iraq and Afghanistan to build them walls and fences. But we can't control our sovereignty. If you don't have borders, then you're not even citizens. If anybody could just walk in and get everything for free, that makes citizens slaves of the folks that have come in. They pitch it like it's racist not to take unlimited people in from the world and then give them a free ride. This is the ultimate political correctness psyop. And the fact that Donald Trump's standing up against it is the reason I'm supporting him 110%. That's it for this special report. More special reports at InfoWars.com. You can also find the free audio and video feeds, podcasts, and more absolutely free at InfoWars.com/show. And once you find these valuable resources, do yourself, your family, this country, and the world a favor. Engage in the InfoWar and share those links and those articles with friends and family.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Former top Clinton insider will be joining us, Larry Nichols, at the bottom of the hour. He was able to talk to a sitting Supreme Court Justice, U.S. Supreme Court, who was obviously friends with Scalia. Isn't hard to guess who. And that person does not want what he told Nichols public, but just this, there is an investigation going on into Scalia's death. And I'll try to find out as much as we can when he pops in to join us, but it is looking bad. It is leaning towards foul play, according to Nichols, and some of the connections of some of the people down there to Iran-Contra, things like that. So it's just always the same story. Over and over and over again, but we're going to be talking to Larry Nichols. Now, we're also going to have Richard Reeves, who's at the airport about to depart, on to cover Super Tuesday. He's going to be popping in. He was in the midst of the caucuses last night, and he'll give us a report on that. Trump got basically doubled, 45.9 or almost 46% against Marco Rubio, second place, 23.9. So a little less than double. That is a big deal. Ted Cruz, 21.4. Carson, 4.8. So Kasich 3.6. They are basically out of the race, ladies and gentlemen. But the mainstream media is still flipping out, trying to demonize everybody. Before I go any further, I want to get into political correctness, though, because I've known, obviously, about political correctness since I was in high school. And I knew it was a Soviet term. I knew it was a war on language, and George Orwell wrote about that in 1984. He didn't call it political correctness. He called it newspeak. But when you see the so-called left and what they do and their bullying, it's just wild. You're not a boy or girl. You're a purple penguin. You can't say mother or father. You can't say he or she. You have to say G or Z, or unless you're in a space cult, a Hail Bop cult. And now all over the U.S., they have elementary, middle school, and high schools doing gender-neutral training and white privilege training, guilting and freaking out these little kids who have done nothing to anybody, and actually making white people second-class citizens. And Hillary's come out and said whites have white privilege and need to apologize for it. And I hardly cover this as much as I should. There was a video yesterday from BuzzFeed where people of color from around the world respond to, quote, white privilege and talk about how horrible white people are. And it's like all these Eastern Europeans that come into the U.S. and get shot or killed because they move into poorer areas. And then you'll see black folks indicted and they'll say, well, they were white. I mean, Eastern Europeans have zero history of doing anything to black people. But that's what's so crazy about this. It's not just that I haven't done anything, but people who aren't even from a country or a region that ever did anything are totally oblivious to what's going on. And again, most black people aren't pushing this. It's the media. It's the Ford Foundation. It's the Rockefeller Foundation. It's the universities. And you ask, how can they be getting away with this? Because they've got control of the kids. But this really is cult brainwashing. This really is cult programming. This really is cult control. This is what they do in cults. And America and the Western world is being turned into one giant cult. And the systems that New York and London developed that were tested in the old Soviet Union, because our governments overthrew Russia in 1917, that's on record, those are being used here now. And I look at these headlines, Black Lives Matter protesters interrupt MAGMIL demonstration in support of Apple. See, here's people protesting for all of our rights to not have our passcodes broken. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. And then here comes the idiot Black Lives Matter group who even protested Bernie Sanders. And then you've got school districts spending millions on white privilege training for teachers. It's where you don't get educated about reading, writing, arithmetic, about etiquette, about good hygiene, about how to be charming, about how to balance a checkbook, stuff you need. I mean, I learned stuff in, like, typing class and stuff, and I learned stuff I took a course in high school on accounting. That stuff helped me. That stuff isn't going on in high schools now, folks. I've looked at the curricula. It is how to create a social justice warrior whose whole life is about making you do what the system says and what TV says. And these people are everywhere now, and they just get in everybody's face. They're weird freaks. And they're always disheveled and weird and like socially screwed up, black, white, I don't care. Chip on their shoulders, weirdos. So I want to go through this and talk about their master plan, but we've got to break it. We've got to be politically incorrect. Like, I used to not be politically incorrect because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Now I'm realizing we need to be, and even be brash sometimes, or comedy. Everything goes out the window. Look at all these liberals, comics going, whoa, this is terrible. I can't go. John Cleese, you name it. Jerry Seinfeld. He said, hey, we're moving back to New York, honey, from the countryside because you're 13. Now you can meet more boys. The fact that you say the word boy is sexist. Boy and girl is sexist. And he thought, boy, my daughter's ignorant. No, your daughter's not ignorant. She's been programmed to say boy or girl. To say a girl might want a boy is bad. They're talking about changing the game of life because you have a pink baby and a blue baby. When you have a baby in the game of life, the board game, you can't have that. Can't have pink and blue. Can't have Target with boy sections and girl sections. Because boys and girls existing is evil. You having your lifestyle is evil. They'll tell you what lifestyle to have. We'll tell you what words to use. What a group of controllers. These aren't freaks. These are conquerors. And if we're going to be conquered by these people, then we deserve it. And that's the big thing Donald Trump's done, is smash political correctness. It was already there, and you can help smash it further. Let's go to Richard Reeves at the airport in Vegas, Nevada, about to jump on an airplane to cover Super Tuesday coming up. Great job, Richard, and, of course, Matt there, your camera person, camera man. See, I'm going to break that rule. Did that on purpose. Richard, I know you only had 5 minutes. You got to jump on the plane. Recap what you saw. You caught unions engaged in what looked like preparation for dirty tricks. That still wasn't successful. Trump, almost 46%, close to double. Marco Rubio in second place. The Glenn Beck situation, so much more. Richard Reeves, what was the spirit? What was the flavor on the ground there? What did you witness?
It was absolutely electric, absolutely unbelievable. Donald J., the T-Rex of presidential candidates, Trump, congratulations. That was huge last night. He overachieved what I thought he would get. He overachieved by 2 or 3%. Dr. Carson overachieved a couple of percent. That's the 5% that I thought Ted Cruz was going to get to put him into second place. So bad news for Ted Cruz, that third place finish. Mark it down, folks. Mark it down. This is the beginning of the end of Ted Cruz. And it's also the beginning of the end of Marco Rubio, because Donald, the T-Rex presidential candidate, Trump, is got the ball. He has got the eye of the tiger. What we saw last night was awesome. It was electric. Thank you, Alex Jones, for getting us here. Thank you, InfoWarriors, for supporting InfoWars.com, InfoWars team, and all the related websites. Totally electric there at the audience here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm telling you, Alex, upcoming on Tuesday, what we got to watch for is the splitter strategy. The splitter strategy, we talked about it in a previous video, is where they hope that Kasich might be able to steal Michigan, Ohio. They hope that Marco Rubio might be able to grab Florida. And they hope that Ted Cruz might be able to grab Texas. So that splitter strategy is where they could potentially split up.
Divide it up and then try to make it look reasonable, even though he's still winning, to contest the nomination and to continue and on to later. We need to be pushing that when he wins Super Tuesday, everybody needs to get on these candidates and tell them it's time for them to get out of the race and stop the attacks, or they're the ones working for Hillary. They're the ones that are Democrats at that point. And we have to expand on all of that. We have to let folks know in Florida and Texas, and I really love Governor Abbott, but he has to endorse his good buddy Ted Cruz. I understand that. But separate from that, we absolutely have to have Texas go for Trump. And I don't want to hear this thing, Cruz kind of talks in a Texas accent. Look, I don't get into the whole cult of Texas thing, but I'm an 8th-generation Texan. Okay, family at the whole 9 yards helped started the state on my mother's side, and my dad's side was in it. So let me just say, as an original Texan, as original as it gets, I'm going for Trump, and I don't want to hear all this stuff about Ted Cruz from Texas. I'm not against the guy that he's from Canada. I'm glad he got to Texas as soon as he could. But I'm a real Texan as it gets. I'm no hat and all cattle, okay? I don't wear a cowboy hat, but I got the cattle, literally. I got cattle. Black Angus. Now, let's go back to you. What do you think about that statement, Richard?
Well, you and I are 100% on the same page right there. I think that, like I say, Ted Cruz is in trouble. He really needed a second place, so I think that potentially what we're going to see in these upcoming Super Tuesday states is more of Ted Cruz support going to Donald Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if many states we see over 50% performance for Donald Trump, which would be excellent. Dr. Carson, another 2 or 3% will go to Donald Trump, I think. So in many states, over 50%, Ted Cruz, without that second place, he's injured.
That's right. They kept saying that as other candidates dropped out, the other leads would get bigger, but that's not true. He's getting the leads. And there's polls out that Jeb Bush people are going to him.
That's right. And on the delegate countdown, the great thing about Nevada, here's the thing, Alex. Congratulations to you and all the InfoWarriors, because those dress rehearsals in 2008, the dress rehearsal in 2012 is what kept and made sure that these caucuses here in Nevada were run in an honest fashion.
The fact that all the Ron Paulers were in there and the Libertarians were watching now we've got our people in a lot of delegate positions, not enough to overall steal it like Hillary would do or the Republicans would do, but enough to keep it honest.
That's right. They're going to keep it honest. I think the full delegate slate of 30 delegates are going to be Trump loyalists when they go to Cleveland. That's great news. So what I'm seeing so far is Iowa, I think they're going to be Trump loyalists. you have New Hampshire, they're going to be Trump loyalists. South Carolina is the one state where we've got all the GOPers from 2015 that are going to be in that delegation. So we got to worry about that. But the way to solve that is by Donald Trump just running the upcoming table here on all these states, getting masses, huge 60%.
That's right. He needs to be as strong as possible. He's the winner to go up against Hillary. Absolutely. When you're on tomorrow, I want to go over how we think they may, at the convention, try to steal it from him. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but that's the next real fight. He's going to run the table.
This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at scorebig.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The people are rising up. Our champion is Donald Trump. Is he pure of heart? He better be. he's only a manifestation of populism. And the establishment is battling him for real. He's firing 9/11 truth. Attacks on the private Federal Reserve. Political correctness. Offshore deals meant to shut down our industry. Political correctness. Donald Trump definitely has the eye of the tiger. We need to stop going along with the system. Stop always doing what they tell us is a smart move. It's all about justice being done. Though the heavens fall. And if the establishment thinks they're going to simply play games with Trump or the public, or if Trump thinks he's going to deceive us and play games, they have to know we're not in the climate we were before. This is just the beginning of the explosive, animating contest of liberty. The reawakening of humankind, led by men. Get ready, because it's here. This is just the beginning. But the detonation has begun. The explosion is now here. All right, let me get into the political correctness I was mentioning earlier, then our guest is joining us. Every day I see videos shown in U.S., European, Australian colleges. Every day I see, I never showed the Marine getting beat up because he's a Marine. They see he's a Marine. He's a white guy. They beat him up. They've now arrested those guys. Racial attacks. I don't even play the footage anymore of like where they walk up to you and just shoot a cop for no reason. It's just crazy. And I know there are bad police out there too, but randomly just attacking some white guy because he's white, it's just so stupid. But why is it getting so bad? Because the media, the controlled media, is pushing the narrative that you don't have a job or the society's falling apart. Not because your mom was on welfare, not because she was a crackhead, not because the CIA shipped drugs in, but because there's a white Marine at McDonald's. Kind of deserves to be beat up being at McDonald's. I'm joking. Some places is the only place to eat. But that article's out today. That footage. I mean, we should just show the footage in the background of the Marine being attacked. But then this. Black Lives Matter protesters interrupt Mag Mile demonstration in support of Apple, CBS. What was billed as a demonstration on the Mag Mile in support of Apple's fight with the FBI turned into a latest protest over the city's handling. And then it goes on. And it's the entitlement of even Bernie Sanders and others and Democrats that say all lives matter and Black Lives Matter shows up so angry. It's like that's what social justice warriorism is with feminists or anybody is they're so entitled, they're so hateful at you, and they just look like they're on a power trip, like they're mighty because they're a protected group and you've hurt them and they're going to show you with some assertiveness training. They're going to henpeck you into submission, and I just see it everywhere now. And women, particularly, just watch TV all day and these sitcoms and these dramas and read these magazines telling them how to treat their boyfriends and husbands. It's all designed to wreck your family, break down society, and screw your kids up. On record, Dr. Spock saying, don't spank your kids, don't discipline them, and now we have a nation of just spoiled, rotten trash. They go, what are you, for beating your kids with a tire iron? No. They always show an extreme or the other. But in my day, you got paddled at school for getting in trouble. And believe me, you didn't want to get in trouble. Now, they just call the cops and they taser you. See, it just means more force. But only the government can have force because it's the parent. School district spending millions on white privilege training for teachers. San Francisco. This is all over the country. There's no question that the Pacific Education Group, a San Francisco-based education consulting company, is a successful for-profit business. It's a standing tribute to American capitalism and the success that entrepreneurs of all races can experience in the free market today. Of course, PEG's overt mission is to improve educational opportunities for black and other minority children. The company sells the notion of the American education system is unfairly based on traditional white cultural norms. So if you bring in Kwanzaa or something, that's supposedly reading, writing, arithmetic, hygiene, being charming, etiquette is what you need. But, oh, no, we're going to learn about Indian and African culture all day. What does that even do? It just confuses everything. Because here's the deal. This culture in the United States is Renaissance culture, and it borrows from everything, but it's about success. And then it goes on. The main teaching is just how bad white people are. again, don't miss it. The real mission here is just to screw everybody up and make sure they burn all the time, teach them about purple penguins and how white people are bad, instead of actually learning how to go get a job and be successful. And so you're a screwed up person with a chip on your shoulder who can only get a government job being another henpecker.
We're on the
Tomazar.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
AM to 3 p.m. It's the Alex Jones Show when I call InfoWars Live. And yours truly, Alex Jones. Coming up in the fourth hour today, we have David Knight hosting the transmission, always doing an excellent job. We'll cover all the latest news that's breaking as we're here talking today. We have some breaking news I want to get to as well. I also want to get into persecution of Republicans and conservatives and libertarians by Democrats across the country. Russia takes concrete steps towards Syrian ceasefire. Turkey continues shelling. GOP judiciary says no hearing on Obama court nominee. That's good news, but Obama's talking about an emergency appointment or what they call the nuclear option. We're going to be talking to Larry Nichols about that in just a moment. North Korea was threatening to attack the United States. I didn't get into even a few of the pieces of news on the political correctness craziness that's going on. I'm going to talk to Larry Nichols about that as well. We're going to him here in just a second. He did talk to the Supreme Court Justice, but he was wanting to talk to me off air about it, and I'm just not even going to do that because he knows about how this works better than I. If it isn't on air, then I don't need to know about it. But we're going to see how much he can say on air. Also, the big Trump victory, what he thinks about that, and a lot more. But before we go any further, we upgraded our shopping cart last year at InfoWarsStore.com. And that means also InfoWarsLife.com. It's about the same shopping cart. It's two different URLs. InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the big general site that has everything. To where we could have AutoShip, where you can sign up for every 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, for specific items you want. That way you don't have to always be basically reordering it. And you get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip in perpetuity. You can stock up on BrainForce, our amazing nootropic, at InfoWarsLife.com and get 10% off when you select AutoShip before checkout. The InfoWars crew loves BrainForce, and many of the crew have started taking it instead of drinking coffee. Rob Dew took BrainForce and was able to pull an all-nighter and finish the entire Louis Farrakhan interview that was 2 hours long. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. BrainForce, InfoWarsLife.com, already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your BrainForce today while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com and get 10% off with AutoShip. And I didn't think about this as a promo, but really, we're always holding back enough to cover those that are signed up for AutoShip. So basically, signing up for AutoShip means, for all intents and purposes, we will never be sold out of something, which happens all the time because our herbs are the highest cold-pressed quality. Also, we have the all-new InfoWars Live joint formula that's 9 different known high-quality organic herbs and compounds known to boost joint health and so much more. And it would normally cost over $60 to get all of these separately at the same dose, but we have it all in together, concentrated, 60 capsules. Check out joint formula for yourself today. And finally, our liver cleanse is back in stock after being sold out for 2 months. You can watch the informational videos, read the reviews there as well about Liver Shield. And you can see Leanne doing it and what happened to her. You can see Rob Dew doing it, losing 12 pounds in 1 week of just detritus that was in his intestines. I mean, you take it with the oxy powder, it's dramatic. Do yourself a favor. Take the time to go to InfoWarsLife.com, click on the Liver Shield section, and see it for yourself now back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, support our local affiliates. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. Let them know why you're supporting the sponsors. Send the station $100. If the middle class and working class and wealthy people especially don't start spending your money, your time, and your energy in the fight for liberty, we're going to lose everything. But 37% of the wealth of China left in just the last 6 months, something like 20% of the wealth in the U.S., this globalism is going to put a hurt on everybody, folks. It's now time to really take action. And people now get that. So thank you all for your support. But regardless, you can't lose with this because these are such high-quality products. And I want to thank you all for shopping with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going to our guest, Larry Nichols, Clinton Insider, doesn't need any introduction. I've been interviewing him for 20 years, been on air 21 years. And he's the consummate Clinton insider, the Clinton Chronicles, all of it couldn't have been done without him. Mina, the CIA drug dealing, all of it. He exposed it. He used to run their campaigns. He wouldn't be part of the murders. And the Clintons have talked about how he's their big enemy. Now, I know early on in the Clinton administration, they tried to destroy certain people that were being nominated to the Supreme Court. That's when Nichols got to know them. And Nichols became an early source on the Internet for a lot of folks out there. And he's battling cancer right now, and obviously needs your prayers. That's another issue, but one reason he hadn't been on this the last few days. Also, it took him a few days to get back in touch with this person. He talked to him on the Monday after Scalia died on the Saturday. And Nichols said at the time, I don't know what happened, but it looks weird, no autopsy, and we're going to investigate all these people, and we're going to check into it. But it is perfect timing. Now, the Republicans have said that they're not going to have a hearing on it. Obama says he may bypass that with something called the nuclear option. So I want to cover the latest on Scalia, then the latest on the appointment, and then the latest on what he thinks about Trump, the campaign, Hillary, and so much more. I want to go boom, boom, boom through all this with Larry Nichols. Larry, thank you so much. And, buddy, you look better than you looked last week. So I
feel better.
Good. Hope you're taking care of yourself. Thank you for coming on with us. Obviously, people have been calling, emailing, tweeting. Alex, where's Larry Nichols? When are you going to tell us what the Supreme Court justice said? When are you going to tell us what happened? Well, you've been busy and weren't ready to comment. You still say this person now that you talked to doesn't want to have what they told you discussed. But let's start with the black sedan last Wednesday that was out in your driveway that would drive away every time you went out there. But you got photos of it driving away. You say you called the police. They came out. Let's start there. Let's start where we finished.
Well, technically what that was Homeland Security. And they told the police here that they had no jurisdiction over them and they could do any damn thing they wanted to do and pretty much let them believe that I had a one-way ticket to Gitmo. Now, what that meant, I have no idea. And, Alex, if they want me, I live at 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas. I've never hidden it. Come on. Let's do what's got to be done. Just don't bore me to death. I think a lot of it has to do, Alex, how I end up in the middle of this junk, Alex, I never can figure out. But it has to do, I think, with some of the things that I was working on with this Scalia death. Now, here's what's coming. There's going to be an investigation. So many of the things that were given as evidence and witnesses' statements have turned out to be wrong. Wrongness, lies, whatever. There's fixing to be a serious investigation, and we're going to find out the truth about Scalia. Now, we may not find out about it through the mainstream media, but I assure you, I will know, and if I know, you'll know, and your audience will know. So that's coming. Now, what kind of got me in the middle of it is the guy that owns the ranch. His name is Poindexter. Alex, that's right, isn't it? Poindexter.
Yes, sir.
When I was with the Contras in Nicaragua, when we would fight in the southern part of Nicaragua, there you would team up with the Mosquito Indians. When we'd start being chased by the Sandinistas, we'd run across the border into Costa Rica into a safe farm, 5,000-acre farm, owned by John Hall. But he had a silent partner. Now, this is pretty dubious stuff, Alex, back in those days. This is pretty slippery stuff. Well, guess who his silent partner was? Poindexter.
Not Admiral Poindexter, but another Poindexter?
Another Poindexter. Matter of fact, it's the Poindexter that's got to do with the ranch.
You confirmed that?
I've confirmed that.
Well, look at his background. He was in very secretive groups like you were from the Vietnam era, a similar Army background. You're a Green Beret. He's connected to that. Then we've got the fact that he gets this special award created for him, given to him in person by Obama. He's part of these big brokerage firms that are connected to clandestine groups. I mean, that right there stinks. The story changing, no autopsy. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna get ugly. And what they're hoping, and I'm talking about Obama and the people involved in this, they're hoping that this will get totally buried by the election and it'll just go away. Well, it's not going to go away. It's not. And we're going to find out exactly what happened. And as you know, and folks, just so that you know, I have not shared anything with Alex in private. I wouldn't. It's not fair to Alex. And to the bad guys, if you're listening, I don't talk to Alex privately, so don't worry with him. But that's coming. Now, Alex, I got another bit of news for you. The Republican hierarchy, the establishment, they have decided to forego fighting Donald Trump. They're not going to fight him.
Wow.
And
were you told this by insiders, or you were able to see the tea leaves?
No, I don't do tea leaves. What they're doing is they're setting him up for the convention. Now, I don't know how many conventions any of you have ever worked or been around, but I've been around a lot of them. The Republican convention, Alex, is kind of weird. You know, the Democrats have what's called superdelegates. Superdelegates, folks, when people go vote and they pick who they want to be their presidential nominee, well, that's the people. Well, the Democrats didn't like that, so they wanted to put control on it. So they created this group called superdelegates, which are basically sitting congressmen, senators, governors, people that are in politics that are in good standing with the party. So it overrules the people. So if you're a Democrat and you think you're voting for this person or that, you ought to just go to superdelegates and ask.
And Democrats are just now learning about this. It's been in place since 72. They can't believe it.
They can't believe it. Now, the Republicans have their nasty trick. It's called a brokered convention. When delegates are awarded because of the primary, they go to the convention. When they get to the convention, you'll know, Alec, notice it goes around the floor, and everybody says, from the great state of Arkansas, we give 28, cast our 28 votes to whatever. The second, if it's not 51% when it goes around the floor the first time, the second time it goes around the floor, the delegates are released, Alex, from their commitment to their people.
That's right, because they're claiming that there's a stalemate. Now it goes to the party insiders.
That's exactly right. So what they intend to do is meet Trump there. And, folks, there's going to – that's a tough one to beat, Alex, but we will beat it. We will beat it.
Well, that, I mean, they tried to steal it from Reagan, and they said at least put George Herbert Walker on, and we're going to steal it. But he had such a landslide, but they were able to force Bush in there. Boy, that's why it's important for Trump to go in with a landslide of delegates, isn't it?
It is. Now, they also, because of that problem, they put in another little rule that exists today. There are some number of states, I don't know, I'm finding out who they are, but there are some number of states that the delegates don't even have to vote with the will of the people the first round. That's their protection device. You know, if you conceivably, the way Donald Trump's going, he could get enough delegate votes where he wins the first round. Well, they're fixing to jam that up. They're going to jam it up on him. And they have foregone, they've given up trying to fight him. Now, that's coming. You know, Alex, they're doing everything, every dirty trick they can to enslave us. And this is all coming to a head very, very fast. Down to and including the replacement for Scalia. As you know, the Republicans, whatever you want to call them, the Republicans have said they're not going to entertain looking into another replacement for Scalia. But most people don't realize, Alex, there is a law that was signed in 1970, I believe, and it says that a president in his last term, the last year of his last term, cannot appoint, as you know, someone to the Supreme Court.
Unless there's an emergency.
Unless there's an emergency within the court, and Obama's fixing to use it. And when you hear Obama and the media talking about the nuclear option, Alex, you heard it first here when you and I talked about it last week. That's what the nuclear option is. And he's going to pull it. He's going to pull it. And when he does that, the whole dynamic of the country is going to change, Alex.
He's been doing it on open borders. He's been doing it on guns. He's been doing it on military. Will the Republicans sit there and let him do an emergency appointment?
You put me in spot, didn't you? Did you do it on purpose?
No, I mean, I'm just trying to figure. I mean, we don't know, but at least they're blocking a hearing. I mean, they just can't let Obama do this.
The only reason the Republicans are blocking the hearing or give the sense that they're blocking the hearing is to get them through this election cycle. Once the election cycle is over in November, they fully intend to address the situation with Obama and put in a Supreme Court justice before the next legislature or the next Congress.
And that's why Obama keeps saying in due time, people want it now, he's going to wait till after the election.
He's going to wait.
Which shows there's a deal going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. That's what I try to tell people. They're not two teams, Alex. There's not. It's one. They get together. I've been there. I've been in the cloakroom. I've been in the meetings. And they come off the floor of Congress. They say, boy, Teddy Kennedy, you sure knocked me in the butt on that speech you gave. And then Orrin Hatch will say, yeah. And then they're just buddies. It's all an act.
And that's the old guard. They're threatened by the libertarians, the Ron Paul types, and the Trumpians. And that's why there's a war. The old establishment thinks it can keep suppressing this giant populist explosion. If they steal it from Trump, man, there's going to be civil unrest. And maybe that's what Obama wants. Then he'll trigger it. He's got his Black Lives Matter group thawed out, ready to activate.
You know, that's the thing, Alex, that people need to know. We're getting boxed in. People can think Obama's messing up. Hey, that old boy's pulling every trick he wants to pull. He's pulling it. And you're exactly right. He would love nothing better than for Trump to get cheated out of the election, for there to be an uprising, and then boom, he's now king. You don't have to worry about a president. He'll be it. He'll be king forever, at least until he doesn't want to be king. Now, another thing happened in Nevada. And by the way, I got word a friend of mine went down there, Chad King, the guy that produced the State Right video for me. He went down and he met with Richard and Matthew, your guys. And thanks to the effort that they did, working with a lady named Miriam Witcher, 46% of the Latino vote went with Trump. That has brought Washington to its knees. That has Hillary's team scared pink, because remember the rules with the Clinton campaign is a broken coalition.
Stay there. Explain it to us on the other side. And I'm going to play the clip,
yes, sir,
of Obama making the joke about having to appoint a new judge at the governor's conference and all the cackling and weirdness that went on. That looks like a serious celebration to me. Very, very sick. I mean, is it another message? Like the pillow on the face? Luca Broxty sleeps with the fishies? Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
The results are in. When it comes to seeing your favorite live event, being closer is better. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We set out to make going to live events better by creating a way for you to get closer to the action at a price you want to pay. How? At ScoreBig.com, we work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices and pass the huge savings on to you. At ScoreBig.com, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below the box office prices on the events you want to see and on the seats you want to sit in. All the tickets at ScoreBig are real, and there are never any hidden fees. And I'm not talking about the nosebleed seats to unpopular events, but millions of great seats to the big games, best family shows, concerts, and more, days, weeks, even months in advance. So check out ScoreBig.com.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 3939. Remember, code 3939 to get $20 off at scorebig.com.
Here's what Obama had to say about old Scalia. We slowed it down so you can really hear it and see it good.
Helping people retrain, appointing judges, the usual stuff.
I've known a lot of people like you, Larry, that was, you know, well-known. People can look it up, Green Beret, Special Forces, Operations All the World. I know a lot of people that are Navy SEALs, Delta Force, you know, guys that can do 300 pull-ups, you know, so guys that can literally tear your head off your body. You know, the guys they got now are like, they're probably the guys with the, you know, double Y chromosomes and all the rest of it. Supermen. And then I love people like Hillary and Obama, the folks that never do any of the killing, but they order the killing. I've noticed only killers that actually never did the killing love to brag about it and smirk and say, I'm a good killer, I'm good at killing people. All the real killers I know are kind of sad about the killing and don't brag about it. They don't see it as good luck. What is it with the bragging about all this? And then let's get into, because I got to go soon, into once he gets through the Broker Convention, and then what do you expect the Clintons to pull then?
Well, Hillary's on her way. She is on her way. Everything she needed to accomplish, you and I talked about when she first announced she was running, she is about accomplished. Look, when was the last time you heard anything major about the email scandal? I mean, they mention it periodically, but not like it was. All of this is going away. By the time the election starts, the general election, you're going to hear Hillary say a million times, it's already been thoroughly investigated. Nobody found anything. It's those mean, right-wing conservative Republicans that have stirred all this
up. And she couldn't be an astronaut, and everybody was mean to her.
Yeah, and then they're mean to her. She's going to run a tough campaign. Now, I would offer this caution to Donald Trump. I hope he wins this primary, and it looks good for him right now in the primary season. But Alex, if you can talk to Mr. Trump, you need to tell him this is going to be just like playing tiddlywinks compared to running against Hillary. It'll be brutal. That will be a brutal campaign, and he's going to have to get ready.
Do you think Hillary, I mean, we know Hillary's ordered a lot of deaths. Do you think she'd be have enough huevos to actually order in the middle of a campaign for him to be poisoned, have a heart attack, blow his plane up?
All right, let me say it this way. As you know, Alex, I have never said the Clintons ever actually killed anybody or ordered them to be killed.
You know,
however,
people
have died by the dozens around them. Now, talking about Hillary, would she be the kind of person that would have no trouble saying off the guy? Hillary would do it in a second. In a second. Now, I hope Trump is using alternate security than just the Secret Service, because he's going to need it. You know, Donald Trump is standing up for America right now on illegal immigration and many other subjects. He's at risk. And Hillary and them have a perfect opening. You know, a bunch of Mexicans could come in and shoot at Trump, and she'd just go, what difference does it make? It wasn't me. He was saying he was going to close the border. So you got to watch out. It's going to get serious. We're talking, Alex.
Well, we got the Pope coming out against him. I mean, everybody's Trump's good, folks. He is our champion now. Regardless, this is epic, and people are still sitting on the sidelines. Just wait till they get him. Then people are going to feel really bad. In closing, talking to the Supreme Court justice, I know you said there were a few other tidbits, but what can we know? That there is an investigation going on. Will we be hearing about it? Is it governmental or private?
How do I say this and not get somebody in trouble? There will be a government investigation, but there, in the interest of keeping it honest, there has been a vote to make a parallel private investigation. So there will be an investigation, both government and private, and we're going to know the outcome.
Wow. Thank you, Larry Nichols. Thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you. You're saying that's from a Supreme Court justice. Do one more minute with us. I know you got to go, but I want to come back and finish that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.